This is the point of theater, isn't it? It contributes enlightenment. It contributes coherence. It lays a kind of grid on the disorder of the world, and out of this makes sense. That's what it's about. It makes sense. And it also makes beauty. Nothing is more exhilarating than a great performance in theater. Nothing, nothing in this world is more exhilarating. But it is quite painful to live in a country, 75% of whom think you're barking up the wrong tree, to put it at its politest, and that your life's work is intrinsically ludicrous. There are two New Zealands, which don't communicate with each other, who would barely understand the same language. The Springbok fracas last year simply sorted us out into parties I've always known were there. Either sides don't really communicate. Never have communicated. But it's just that the Springbok tour put it on television, where you could see them snarling at each other across barricades. Two New Zealands. And anyone that attempts to bridge this gap, as I have perhaps from time to time, can get into hot water. And I have been striving to do that. To do what Charles Brash said in that famous poem of his: "The plains are nameless and the cities cry for meaning. The unproved hearts still seek a vein of speech." Well, I've been seeking a vein of speech in my way, along with a lot of other people, of course. In my way, of course, I've done my best to give the cities some meaning and to give the plains a name. I once reached a farmer in central Otago who, at the beginning when I was billeted on him, he had no interest in me whatsoever. In fact, I think his opening words to me were, "What kind of useless bugger are you?" But he did come to the show, secretly. And afterward, he remained to praise it. And he said it never occurred to him until he saw me that culture could be about him and his life, or life in this country. And this to me was like music. It was better than the most rave review I've had to reach that man. That's what the whole thing was about.